How much of tshuva is connected to sadness or to happiness? Many times, we look at a person who's doing tshuva as someone who's sad. He has a lot of what to be sad for. Sad for all the sins he did in the past. Sad for what happened. And he's trying to become a better person. He regrets what he did. Tshuva, as we look at it, has a lot of sadness in it. Now, it's true that there is a place for sadness. If a person doesn't regret what he did, how can he become a better person? Part of becoming a better person is a pasuk, Sur mera va'aseh tov. First, leave all the bad things that a person did, then you can become a better person. So sadness does have a place in tshuva. Rav Kook teaches us, in his way of looking at the whole person, in a way of harmony of life, you can't just be sad. Use the sadness in a good way, but don't let it live in your heart. Bring it in as a guest. Sadness can be a guest until it does all what's supposed to do. Then when it's finished, let sadness go away. Sometimes sadness, when it comes and lives in the heart, it's like cancer. It starts from a small thing, but it grows and grows and grows and surrounds a person until the person, instead of being sad on what he did, he lives in sadness. He becomes a sad person. He can't look at the future. He can't walk forward because he's sad, because he's mourning about the past. So use sadness. Be sad a bit for what happened in the past, but don't let it live in you. Look to the future. Be happy for what you'll be. Be happy for the fact that you can be a better person.